I am Ken Geese, pastor of Valley Alliance Church in Nelliston, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day. It's gardening season. My peas are 8 inches tall, the garlic is knee-high, and the beets have sprouted, and a few early carrots are peeking bravely out of the rich soil. When I bought my current property, the garden was over 150 feet from the house. After that first year, I rented a skid steer loader and moved all the garden soil closer to the house, creating a nice little 20 by 60 wide row plantation, complete with a chicken wire fence to keep out the wild rabbits. I hauled in a dump truck load of leaf mulch from a local composting project and bought another dump truck load of topsoil just for good measure. Then I rented a large heavy-duty rototiller and thoroughly mixed it all together before shaping the raised beds for planting. It sounds like a lot of work, and it is, especially if you're just pulling weeds. Jesus talked about growing things as a parallel to mankind's relationship to God. In Luke chapter 13, the parable of the barren fig tree, Jesus said this: A certain man had a fig tree that had been planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the vineyard keeper, For 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree and have found none. Cut it down. Why does it even use up the ground, depleting the soil and blocking the sunlight? But the gardener replied to him, Let it alone, sir, just one more year, until I dig around it and put in fertilizer, and if it bears fruit after this, fine, but if not, then cut it down. And God describes his relationship to Israel as a garden in Isaiah chapter 5. He dug it all around and cleared away its stones and planted it with the choicest vine, the people of Judah, and he built a tower in the center of it and also hewed out a wine vat in it, and then he expected it to produce the choicest grapes, but it produced only worthless ones. And now, says the Lord, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard, my people. What more could have been done for my vineyard that I have not done in it? When I expected it to produce good grapes, why did it yield worthless ones? The big question is whether God is getting a good return on his investment in us. Are we fruitful? And not just fruitful, but are we producing tasty, high-quality fruit? Are we letting him dig around in our lives to clear out rocks, roots, and unwanted growth? Are we committed to the process and the seemingly long stretches of time it takes to grow a worthy product? Do we let God till us, compost us, prune us, and water us according to his own schedule? Jeremiah summed it up very well in chapter 17, verses 7 and 8. Blessed is the man who believes in and trusts in and relies on the Lord, and whose hope and confident expectation is in the Lord. For he will be like a tree planted by the waters, that spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear the heat when it comes, but its leaves will be green and moist, and it will not be anxious and concerned in a year of drought, nor will it stop bearing fruit. I am Ken Geese, pastor of Valley Alliance Church in Nelliston, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day.